Also of Harai Pandit is celebrating the birthday of Nityanand Prabhu. So there is no need to give mutations anywhere because all the residents of the 14 planetary systems, they all came there. Because Narad Rishi, he made this announcement everywhere. So at that time, all the avatars of Bhagavan, they all come from Garbha Sai Vishnu. Vinda Madhav Damodar. All these avatars, they come from him. But the root is Radha Govinda. Radha Madhav, Radha Madhav. They are separate. Madhav avatar, Manavantar. All these avatars, they were all invited to come. Why? There was an invitation given. When Krishna himself, Golok Bihari, when he was in Golok Vrindavan, the upper part of Shweta Deep. It's called Brahmapuram, Gopalpuram. Also called Antar Deep. So there in Shweta Deep, Bhagavan himself was present. So he was present there in such a form that no one could find him. He was hiding himself. Because he was feeling so much separation and there was no one, no way to pacify that separation. First Viraja came, he spoke to Viraja, and meanwhile the Sakhis came. Because he was speaking to Viraja, means Vigata Raja, Raja Tamaguna, and one who transcends these three modes of material nature, one who is in this Nirgun Tattva, he can understand this Vraja Tattva, Vaikuntha Tattva. So all these jivas of Raja Gun, Tamagun and Sattagun, they are influenced by Maya. Being attracted by these qualities of Maya, being full of these qualities, they think of everyone else as insignificant. They worship Kali, Bhavani, Durga, Vindhyavasini, and they worship Durga Devi for 9 days, Navaratri, even 10 days. They will not stay awake the whole night for Ekadashi, but they will stay awake the whole night for this Navaratri, because they are drinking so much wine, they are eating meat, and killing animals as sacrifice, and say they are awake the whole night, and say the Adhishtatri Devatas are Raja and Tamagun, so they are worshipping them. So as long as Tamagun, Rajagun is present in them, then how can they understand this Aprakrit Jagat? Realize this world in their hearts. And they become very proud, arrogant. See, the Tamaguni is more proud than even the Rajaguni. And the Rajaguni is in the mode of passion. Sattaguni claims he is Nishkam, but he also is very proud that I am Nishkam, that I am full of these qualities in the mode of goodness. So Bhagavan is speaking to Viraja that they are all present in their respective positions, but they are always criticizing, finding faults. They're in a very fallen condition. So they're always absorbed in this Kukarya. Bhagavan Shri Hari Golok Vihari has come to this world, being all his Vraja Parikars. He engaged in Nritya Geet with them. And then he also the sadhan siddhas and made them related to the Nityasiddhas. Thought of their auspiciousness. He thought about them. He lovingly accepted them. But therefore, people say so many things. They say Krishna, he accepted the wives of others, sang and danced with them, he stole their clothes. He's doing such bad things. He did this Rasleela, he embraced everyone. He is Paramatma, Bhagavan himself. Isn't in everyone's hearts. What does he not know? You see, so he made them free of these coverings when he stole their clothes away. But you are claiming he freed them. But you are claiming otherwise. You see, so many Nagababas are naked. So did Krishna steal their clothes away? Did Krishna steal the clothes away from the animals? Then why are the animals naked? You don't see them wearing any clothes. So if one is doing vrata, tapa, japa, and they are attached to these things, they are entangled in these things, then how will they get these realizations concerning the transcendental world? One who is absorbed in body and flesh, even if they call Bhagavan many times, he will not come, because they will not accept his discipline. You see, one who desires Bhagavan should be free from this jada tattva. See, the soul is always... the soul is already entangled in so many forms of bondage. It should be free from this asakti. So they cannot understand Bhagavan's leelas. So they are always speaking many bad things about the gopis. In Ramlila, you see, even the washerman, he said, oh, Sita stayed for 1 year there in Lanka. Ram brought her back. So where were you last night? He was saying, I'm not like Ram, that I'll take you back home. Go away from here. You see, they're even finding faults with Ram and Sita. And nowadays, the insignificant jivas, what are they doing? So much absorbed in this sense gratification. They are also finding faults with Bhagavan and the Vrajadevis. So Krishna, he said, you can criticize me, but why are you finding faults with the Vrajadevis? Very sad about this. In the other avatars of Bhagavan, you can never see such loving exchanges of prem in other avatars. Krishna came broad and he accepted everyone. You see, even these tribal girls, and they, in this Kumkum of Bhagavan that is imprinted on the grass, then what do? They take this kumkum, they put it on their heads, on their chest. Then they become very happy. Their hearts are soothed. And Radharani, she's saying how fortunate these Pulindi girls are. I have never put the kumkum on my head or chest. I don't have such priti. To see how much priti they have for Bhagavan. She starts crying, weeping. And they say even the Pulindi Kanyas are experiencing all these Ashtasatri Vikars. So, Ahilya, she was cursed to become a stone. Then they say, oh, Ram, he touched her and then she became free from this curse. They like this. They say, this is no problem, he did this. They say, Ram, Bhagavan and all his incarnations, they accept everyone and make sure they don't misuse their independence. Only by such mamata can you become related to Bhagavan. So time the Sakis came and Viraja, she left. So that time They ask Krishna, who is Bindu? Why is he so unhappy? Then Krishna didn't answer anyone. And meanwhile, then Baladev Prabhu himself came. And he said, why are you so sad, brother? Because Baladev, he serves Krishna and always. And see, Paduka, Vastra, Alankar. He becomes his clothes, he becomes his thumb, his khadav, the sandals that he wears, his bed. He becomes everything to serve. And then he also serves as Ananga Manjari. He serves in all rasas. Because he is Sandini Shakti. He is Satswarup. In this Jeev Satta, Maya Satta, Chit Satta, he is predominating deity of all these different aspects of existence. So he asked Krishna. And Krishna wouldn't say anything. Then finally, Krishna, he said, then I went to Bhavam Vrindavan. And there I saw anyone who came, they followed these Rishicharis, Municharis, Upanishadcharis, Vedamantras, they followed this Katani Vrat. Then I made them all full of this Bhagavat Ras. And by this Bhakti Ras, I make them absorb this Bhakti Ras, made them free from this Jada Ras. And those who are always absorbed in this Jada Ras misuse their independence, then they also think about, then the same way, then just as they think of the material world to be a dirty place, they also think of the spiritual world to be a dirty place. Like you see one lusty person, he sees the entire world as being lusty. Similarly, a thief will think of the entire world as being full of thieves. While a sadhu, he thinks of everyone as being a sadhu like himself. According to one's association, one, he becomes like that. So, Padajiva, they're always very unfortunate and they blame Bhagwan. They're remembering Bhagwan. Bhagwan says, then calm is burnt. Just by remembering him, then this Hridru goes away forever. Won't be free of this Maya. They'll not be attached to the body mind anymore. Still, they blame Bhagwan, saying Bhagwan is also an enjoyer like us. Bhogi. So Bhagwan, he said, these people are so unfortunate. Bhagwan's avatars, they came so many times, destroyed everything. But they don't have this Chidvritti, Chidamashilan, Chitshakti. So what will they do? So that time, Baladev Prabhu, he said, give me some order. Then, I won't give this Jal Shakti to the Jivas. I won't give this Maya Shakti. All this Brahma Shakti. I'll give this Sachidananda. Sanda Swarupani Radha Thakurani. I will take something from Swarup Shakti, Shrimati Radhika. And I'll give her grace, I'll distribute her grace to the Jivas. I wish they'll be able to do sadhana and realize everything in their own hearts. Kali Yuga, the Yuga Dharma of Kali Yuga is Nam Sankirtan. But without Krishna Shakti, one cannot propagate such Sankirtan. Everyone knows what the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is, but no one will chant. When it is spoken by Sri Guru, and he gives Guru, then he empowers the Jiva to chant these names. Then he chants. And if he stops chanting, he becomes very sad. And he's always thinking on how to chant more and more. You cannot chant the Shuddha Naam. he doesn't become arrogant, becomes very humble and meek. The more mala he does, he chants, the more he gets this power shakti and becomes more humble. The fruit of knowledge is to become humble. Vidya dadati vinayam. And this nam will make you victorious in all ways. Give you all qualification. This nam sankirtan has such potency. So Baldev Prabhu, he said, if you give me the order, and you say all the avatars went, but without shakti. They didn't give the shakti to others. And without shakti, they can't do anything. Because the jivas, they don't have any shakti. They're very insignificant. They don't live for long. They cannot do anything good. They cannot practice bhakti. So we'll have to give something to these jivas. Bhagavan, he starts smiling. And he said, when you go, I'll also come with you. I'll stay with you. Also help the jivas. And both brothers, they were ready to go and teach everyone in this world. How the jivas can be free from this, from these three modes of material nature, three kinds of miseries, be established in their atma. And how they can enter into Nitya Seva in Bhagavad Dham. Say, I'll give everything. But now, without the mercy of Sarva Shakti, it will not happen. Only when the Shakti is at, then they can do so. If the sun doesn't rise, then there will always be, the entire place will be cold. There will only be ice everywhere. There's no sun, then the entire world will be frozen. Hari Mahapralaya. Therefore, you need this Bhagavad Shakti. So, Baldev Prabhu, he told Krishna, and he agreed. And then there, Baldev Prabhu, he went and prayed to Radharani. As Ananga Manjari, her younger sister. He said, as long as you don't give me mercy, this can never happen. You give me your Shakti, and I'll distribute this potency to everyone. Therefore, Shiv Thakur, he says, Vrinda Vrinda Vandite Triloka Shokarini Sanna Vaktra Pankajani Kunja Vuvilasini Vajendra Bhanu Nandini Vajendra Sunu Sangate Gada Karishya Simam Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam. Without Kripa Kataksha, nothing will happen without the sidelong glance of Srimati Radhika, merciful glance. One can do yoga, tantra, mantra, Hatha Yoga, Sadhan. You can do Dandavati. You can do Dandavati Parikrama of entire Chaurasi Gosha of the world. Lying down as a stick and going everywhere doing pranams. But even this will not do. You see, Devatas, they did Parikrama of the entire world. And Sri Thakur, what did Ganesh ji do? He just wrote Ram Dham down and did Parikrama of Srinam four times. And see, Ganesh is worshipped by everyone. But you see, in Ganesh, even he lost his head previously. How? Vyasadeva, he told him, as I speak, you should write down. If you cannot understand, then your head will go away again. So therefore, even Ganesh was defeated in this instance. So we need that Shakti. So then Srimati Radharani, she said, she saw Lakshmi Devi, she is giving everything to the entire world. There is no shortage. But still, you see, they are becoming more proud. And she is cheating all of them this way, giving worldly things. She doesn't give her Shakti. She will not give her Shakti. What will she do? She will give the impurities of Maya, saying, take as much as you want. She will give all these things, which are very dry. You see, you suffer, you enjoy and you see how much you will suffer. And then you will realize yourself. You see how many people will trouble you because you have collected so much. So it is not possible to serve by these things. They have everything but they will not serve. So Srimati Radharani as Ananga Manjari, as Baldev as Ananga Manjari, prayed to Srimati Radhika. And Radharani, she said, all right, I'll not come alone, I'll come with all my sakis and manjaris. And Krishna said, you see, I came before to Kupam Braj, and they're still saying so many bad things about me. You see, when they speak of these leelas, like Ras Leela, stealing the clothes, then they say, this is not Krishna. Who is Krishna? He is the one who spoke the Gita. He is best. Dwarkadish is alright. He also married 16,000 people, 16,000 queens. He at least married them. You see, they were of Narakasur. Krishna delivered them. He said, this is alright, that he married them. But he didn't bring the wives of others. He didn't enjoy the wives of others. Like, he didn't bring Dhawan. You see, one should be disciplined. But he did so many such things. Before, when you take the names of the gopis, then they become very angry. The fallen jivas. So then, when Srimati Radharani, she said, we'll come. Then Krishna said, no. You see, says Sita, then you went to Ravan, took you away. And the upper yuga, still they're saying some things. Therefore, I went for 100 years to Dwarka. So they stopped criticizing the gopis. But still they're criticizing you, all of you. So you, alright, you can go, but you'll have to change your swarup. Radharani said, we'll change our swarup. And he said, alright, you'll become a sannyasi. And we'll also become a sannyasi. We'll not appear as women. Because the fault lies in appearing as a woman. So therefore we'll not appear as women. Therefore they say, before they say, we'll all appear as gurus. And then they say, we'll empower those faithful disciples. And they will all become very qualified. And they'll preach and they'll do everything. They'll change people. They'll change their minds, hearts. And what Baldev Prabhu say? He said, all right. Sakha and Sakhis are going, so I'll also go along with everyone. I will not stay here. Can I not preach and change the jiva? So I'll also come. Then I'll appear as you want me to do. Then he said, all of you should become mantras. Then he said, all right. Then you have to follow all rules. Then you can no longer play like Sakhas. Not that they're always resting with Krishna, giving him the remnants, carrying him on the shoulders. He said, no, you have to become mantra. Follow the Shastras. Then they said, all right. They became the Chosati Mahantas. Then some say, we'll become Gopals. We'll never change our swarup. Then they became Dwadash Gopal. And some say, we'll describe all your qualities in very nice ways. And they became the Ashtakavi Rajas. And some said, we'll write all Siddhanta very nicely. And then everyone will be benefited by this Tattva Siddhanta. And this Tattva Siddhanta will be a priceless wealth for everyone. So they became Sad Goswamis. And they say, when all these Nitya Parikars came from the Nitya Dham, then they said, all of you will have to go different places. Even be born in lower castes, Kolbil, Satil, and all these castes. You'll all have to be born there, because then no one will find fault with you. And when Mahaprabhu, Advaita Acharya, Nityananda Prabhu, they appeared in Brahmin families. Shiva Shakur, Gadadhar Pandit, they appeared in Brahmin families. Because, or else, no one will listen then. So the main ones, the main associates appeared in as Varendra Brahmins, Radhiya Brahmins, Bharadwaj Gotriya Brahmins, and all these good families appeared. And how did Nityananda Prabhu empower everyone? So there is Abhiram Thakur. He is one of the Dadash Gopals. How did he empower anyone? We'd see if anyone was being a hypocrite and saying, I am Bhagavan, I am Krishna, I am Ram, I am Narayan. Then what did he do? He'd go there, he'd give his darshan, and then as soon as he'd offer pranams, immediately his head would be separated, his head would explode. And someone would worship stones and say, this is Shaligram. And as soon as Abhiram Thakur would go there, the stone would burst. And someone would worship deity and saying, oh, this is Bhagavan's deity. And he'd do business of the deity, then immediately the deity would burst. When Nityananda Prabhu was 48 years of age, Sri Krishna didn't marry until he was 48. So Nityananda Prabhu also, he was 48. And Mahaprabhu sent him to preach. So then he started preaching everywhere. And he came to Ambika Kalna. And Suryadas Pandit, Gauridas Pandit. They are the Dwadash Gopalas. Like Subahu, Mahabahu. And all these Sakas, they came. And without Mahaprabhu, they could not remain. Without Gauranithai, they could not remain alive. So before Mahaprabhu took sannyas, they came to meet Suryadas Pandit and Gauridas Pandit. They're Sakas. So they stayed for some time. They did seva. And they served Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu. And then they went there. And Gauridas Pandit, he said no. Subhal, he also appeared in the Brahmin family. The Dwadash Gopalas. Saying, you cannot come with us, you worship us in our deity forms. And then there was a neem tree there. Two trees. And then two deities manifested from these two deities. From these two trees. And he said, worship these deities as you worship us, of Aboga. We'll always be with you by your side. He said, no. Let the deities go away and you stay. And then they send the deities and they start. And they started when the deities started walking. And Gauranithai became deities. And you cheated me. And he said, they're going away. And you're saying that you stayed here, they're cheating me, but they're going away. Then he said, no, bring them back here. He made them sit down. Then again, they start going away. No, he could not realize who were the deities and who were Gauranithai themselves. Then he said, alright, according to your desire, I'll do. I'll act. So I'll worship you in your deity forms and serve all of you. And then for some time, he had a sevak whose name was Hridaya Chaitanya. He started offering all the sevas, like offering bhoga, kirtan. And during this Gaur Purnima, at that time, he invited everyone for the festival. Then Gauridas Pandit asked him, why did you invite everyone without asking? He said, it's Mahaprabhu's birthday, so I invited everyone. And how can you manage so many people? So many Sant Mahatmas will come, they'll have to be respected. They said, no, we'll do kirtan and we'll satisfy everyone. And he started doing kirtan. Then Gauridas Pandit ran with a stick, saying, go away from here. You're acting against my desire, you won't let you stay here with me. Then he went to the banks of the Ganga. And then Guruji took Bhoga. And then he locked the gate. And when he came in the evening, he saw Gauranithai not there on the altar. He said, where are they? There on the banks of the Ganga. Doing kirtan and dancing. And all the people who were invited, they were all dancing with Gauranithai, Hridaya Chaitanya, Thakur. There was a big festival. Gauridas Pandit, he took a stick. And he said, Hridaya Chaitanya, he is not my disciple. How can I just steal Gauranithai? I'll beat him. Throw him inside the Ganga. So in the end, when he was coming with the stick, then Gaur Nitai, they thought he'll also beat us. So then both of them, they went and hit themselves in Chaitanya's heart. Therefore his name was called Hriday Chaitanya. Hriday Chaitanya means what? Chaitanya is always in his heart, Hriday. So Nitai also went and hid in his heart. So Gaurdas Pandit looked everywhere for them, he couldn't find them. And he said, where are my Gaur Nitai? Where are they? And he said, fearing you, they went and hid themselves in my heart. Then he said, bring them out. He said, how can I bring them out now? So then he caught him to the, brought him to the temple. And then he saw Gaur Nitai were on the altar then, standing. So before, so now his name was Hriday Chaitanya. Because Mahaprabhu Nityananda themselves, such nice tall deities, they hid themselves within you. And again they came out of your heart in the temple. Alright, you serve them. And you start serving them. So Nityananda Prabhu, when he was preaching by the order of Mahaprabhu, then Gaurdas Pandit's brother, Sudhas Sarkel, there were five brothers. And all the five Sakas of Mahaprabhu, of Krishna. So he had two daughters, Jahnava and Vasudha Devi. So when he came, then they heard that everyone's doing kirtan on the banks of the Ganga. And they saw on the banks of the Ganga. Then they said, what happened? Then they said, oh, the elder daughter, Jahnava Devi, she has left her body. Therefore, we have performed our final rites. We have arranged this funeral pyre. So then Nityananda Prabhu said, you're going to burn her body. Then he threw all the logs of wood away. And then he caught the hand of Jahnava and he said, you should wake up now. You're waiting for me. You're suffering so much separation. Then as soon as he held the hand of Jahnava Devi, and she got up, she started walking. And Vasudha Devi was the younger sister. Then she said, my elder sister is leaving with you, then I'll also come with you. Then she caught his right hand and Jahnava caught his left hand. And they all started walking away. Then Sudhas Sarkeli said, where are my daughters going? I see one was dead, she's alive again. And even the other daughter is going away. And Nitai left both of them. Where was he going? He went to the king and told the king that, oh king, I bought these two Shaktis of mine. So give them a place where they can stay. He has such a huge palace, huge kingdom. Give something for them. Because they need a place to stay. When he was singing, you know, Nityananda Sena Avadhut, and what did he say? He said, you go out on the outskirts where they throw all the garbage. There's a pukur there, and the pond is very dirty. Only full of dirt. He said, Avadhut, he gets such a place, so you go there. So the king, he spoke such words, and he sent Nityananda away. And Nityananda Prabhu said, alright, now I'll take my own place. Then, there was a blade of grass. This blade of grass is called curd. You see, the cows and buffaloes eat this grass, or else they use it for like burning. So he took one blade of grass and he placed it. Therefore it's called Curd Daha. Named after this Leela. So then a huge palace manifested. Same, the entire palace of the king had come there now. They've seen Porbandar in Gujarat. Sudama had this palace, this kingdom. So Karda was even more beautiful. So then, Sudhas Sarkar, where are my daughters? You see? So he was the priest for the king. Then they said, no, Nityananda took your two daughters to the king. So then he asked the king, did the Avadhut come with my two daughters? He was asking for a place for me to stay. He was asking for a house. I didn't know that these two girls were your daughters. So I said, you go there where this garbage is being thrown. There you can get as much land as you want. Then he became very sad. I said, oh, given such a place to my daughters? And the king said, no, I've made a mistake. Now I'll give some nice place. And then when he went there to give a nice place, that is a place that becomes so beautiful now. There's a very nice garden there. Cows, buffaloes were there, very nice ones. Even now this place is called Kardaha. Very nice city. So Rajamru, he took his two Shaktis and started staying in that place. And Suradas Circle saw his two daughters, and they became very happy. Then when the king saw the place, he said, my palace is nothing in comparison to this palace that you have manifested. How was this palace built? Then the king understood that he is Bhagavan himself. But when the king returned to his palace, there he saw that all the garbage that he had, Nityanand Prabhu's place previously had, all that garbage now was transferred to his palace now. Now there were only insects, worms in his palace, cockroaches, scorpions. All that garbage was now in his palace. Like all this drain water also was there. So the king became very surprised. He said, where is the queen? Where are my ministers? Where is everyone? Everything was destroyed. Therefore, if you give such... Therefore, they say, oh, give some dirty things to Bhagavan. Then, you see, if you offer such dirty things to Bhagavan, then who will suffer? You. But it was so merciful. When the king again came and prayed, then Nityanand Prabhu, he said, alright, this Kardaha, this place that has manifested by Bhagavan's desire, you stay here and you serve Radha Shyam Sundar. So Janwan was there. Because Nityanand Prabhu was going preaching, so he said, you stand at their shelter. So Vasudha, she had some sons. So Abhiram Thakur, he was empowered. When Abhiram Thakur was coming, he was going for darshan, all these children with Nityanand Prabhu would die. Nityanand Prabhu, he said, oh, I empowered him now, just, you know, in my own children are dying. Vasudha was very sad. Janwadevi was Bhagavati Devi. She had no connection with having children because she herself was always preaching. She had so many followers and disciples, grand disciples. Now Vasudha was very sad. So Veer Chandra was born, then Nityanand Prabhu invited many Vaishnavas. But he said, I'll not invite Abhiram Thakur. Then he said, oh, Nityanand Prabhu has a nice son. They didn't invite you? Then Abhiram said no. So we are all going now for his name giving ceremony. There's a huge festival there. We'll see this boy, newborn baby. Then Abhiram Thakur, without saying anything, he came there. Because when he came to see all these boys, all of them had died. They were all delivered, in other words. So they say this son was hidden away from Abhiram. Then they said, Abhiram, come here, we'll not let him see this baby. And Abhiram Prabhu, he saw this baby and offered dandavat pranams and did parikrama, and then he said, this child is not ordinary, he is Bhagavat Prakash. No one can do anything to this boy. Similarly, even when Abhiram Thakur went to see Raghunandan Thakur, then when Raghunandan, he heard Raghunandan is very dear to Bhagavan, so he went for his darshan. So then Raghunandan took his mother took him and hid him in some room and covered him with cloth and locked the room from outside so that Abhiram would not go inside. So then Abhiram Thakur, from a distance, he started Kirtan. And he started doing Kirtan for so many months. Then he started doing Kirtan. Jai Raghunandan, Jai Gaurari, Nityananda Bhinna Tattva, Jai Mukunda Murari. And so when he started Kirtan, then Raghunandan Thakur, his room was locked from outside. Then anyhow he jumped across the walls and then he also started dancing with Nityanand Prabhu. And Lachandas Thakur, the disciple of Nari Sarkar, he also started dancing. Say these 2 months, Madhumas, they started dancing in ecstasy. And his Nupur, his ankle bells fell like 8 kilometers away from there. And Nupur Kun was formed there. So Nityananda Prabhu empowered everyone in such a way. How did he empower him? When Manakirtan and Ramdas would dance during Harikirtan, then there'd be like a huge log of wood. He'd use that huge log of wood as a float. He'd start playing on it. And the same when he'd be glorifying Nityananda Prabhu, and Kaviraj Goswami's brother, he started opposing him. See, Mahaprabhu is Bhagwan. But Nitai is something. Now he's something again. Now he's carrying golden umbrellas, golden danda, golden crown, golden shoes. He's wearing colorful clothes. He's chewing pan. So when Kaviraj Goswami became very sad. And Manakirtan and Ramdas came there for Kirtan. All the bhaktas had come. And he took his vamsi and he broke it. And he became very sad. He said, you don't like Nityananda Prabhu, such a place is very impure. No need to stay in such a place. Then he left. Then Kaviraj Goswami, he said, you shouldn't see the face of such a person. And so he left that place. And he was very sad. And then he was, in the middle of the night, he was resting underneath the tree. Kaviraj Goswami hadn't eaten anything. Because he just left home. And when Nityananda Prabhu came to him in a dream, then he fell at his feet. And Nityananda Prabhu then told Kaviraj Goswami, go to Vrindavan. Rupa Sanatana waiting for you. And Parameshwari Das Thakur, how did he empower him? Once he went to the Musalman's house, and he started dancing. And the Qazi became very angry. When he saw Parameshwari Thakur, then he started dancing. Then Parameshwari Thakur started calling him, oh, all of you come, all you Muslims, to Harikirtan. He said, go away from here. He said, you all Harinam, then I'll go. He said, I'll never say. Then he started dancing more. And then the followers, what did they do? They took one dead fox. It was decaying. They threw it at him, in front of him. They threw dust, stones before, no, they threw this dead fox. And then when the dead fox also started dancing then. And it was howling and chanting. Harinam. You see, this is the animal also do kirtan. This is azan. Azan means they do their morning prayers, Muslims. So even the fox started offering prayers like this. Then the Qazi said, alright, you come tomorrow, or tomorrow I'll chant Hari's name. And he started dancing more. He said, now you've said name. Now you've spoken the name of Harshi Hari. You see, his eyes were, he was weeping so much. Just by chanting one naam, he received everything, the wealth of prema. So they say, Nityananda Prabhu, he empowered Dadas Gopal Shriman Tastakavara Shat Goswami. He gave this Aprakrit Sarup Shakti to all them. He instilled this Shakti inside them. Now everyone was empowered. And Jiva Goswami came, then Mahaprabhu, he said, Arey Mahaprabhu, he wasn't... Mahaprabhu, he told Jiva Goswami in a dream, he got Nityananda Prabhu and he also told Vishnu Priya Devi in a dream, oh, your son is coming. You should place your lotus feet on his head. So one can say, how is he Mahaprabhu's son? Jiva Goswami. And there said, Namastri Kala Sutaya Jagannath Sutaya Chaya Sabritaya Sabutraya Kalatraya Te Namaha. So again, Sabritaya, servants, Kalatra, part and parts. Part of parts. And here it's even Putraya, means in the plural sense. At least like one son, alright, but here is a Putraya, means he had many children. Then it said, one son was Raghunandan Thakur, one was Jiva Goswami, and the other was Shri Kavikarnapur Goswami. And he had so many other sons then. Infinite. Sanjeev Goswami came there. Then he gave him darshan. Nityan Prabhu, he took him on Navadvip Dham Parikrama. Made him have darshan of God Mandal. No, he said, I'll never leave you. Nityananda said, no. Mahaprabhu, your uncle's to Vrindavan Dham, so you also have to go. Then he said, I won't go. Nityananda Prabhu answered all his questions. And then Nityananda Prabhu saw that he will not leave. Then he empowered him. And then Jiva Goswami, he came to Vrindavan. He wrote so many books. He collected all the Goswami Granthas and he compiled them. And he published them again. Distributed this to everyone. This priceless treasure. But he did not accept anyone. Personally, he accepted everyone. Why should one only be confined to one or two people? One should think of everyone as his family member. The whole world is his. This is Vasudeva Kutumbakam. Their family belongs to Vasudev. So Nityananda Prabhu, by Mahaprabhu's desire, he started preaching. Then Mahaprabhu also came to Navadvip. And then he said, Oh Haridas Nityananda, this is my order. Go house to house and ask for this bhiksha. What is that? Bala Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Kara Krishna, Siksha. And don't ask for anything else except this. Nityananda Prabhu, he gave this order. He would go everywhere and say, just say Radha Krishna. Krishna, just say this, I don't need anything else. There's only bhiksha I ask for. And all of Nadia, Virjaniche, Gaurnita, they're dancing madly and asking only for this bhiksha. Saying Chan Haribol, Chan Krishna. Read his practice his instructions in your life. And he gave this order Nityananda Prabhu. And this order was given. And Nityananda Prabhu, he went everywhere, not just Jagai Madai. He empowered everyone. Therefore what Nityananda Prabhu do. And then when after Mahaprabhu Sannyas, he was with Mahaprabhu even before Sannyas. And even after Mahaprabhu taking Sannyas was staying. Then Mahaprabhu, he said, I'm going to South India. And Nityananda Prabhu, even before Mahaprabhu went to South India, went to all places of South India. And he planted the seed. Now he said, now I planted the seeds everywhere. Now you relish the fruits of these seeds that have grown to trees. See, Mahaprabhu's journey to South India has been described. But Nityananda Prabhu, he went before even before Mahaprabhu, into all the tirthas. He didn't leave any tirtha behind. What he do, he sowed the seeds there in all the different places. Like you go now. Swami Maharaj, what did he do? Now you see, so many preachers are going to the West to preach. But who was the original preacher? Swami Maharaj, he went there. There he planted the seeds. And now everyone is enjoying the fruits of his preaching. Now you see, everyone are like tax collectors now. They're collecting so much there. But who did everything? Swami Maharaj, he planted all the seeds there. Now everyone is getting the fruits. So only a manifestation of Nityananda Prabhu can do this. Who is Hridaya Chaitanya? Means one who carries Nitai Chaitanya in his heart. Therefore he named his institution as Krishna Bhavanamrita Sangh. Translated English as ISKCON. So one who doesn't have this Krishna Bhavanamrita, then how can he preach? Nityananda Prabhu went to South India. He went to South India, met Madhavendra Puri and all these pilgrimage places. They had become weak and he restored their sanctity. Made them pure as before, powerful as before. They say he went everywhere and he gave this Shakti to everyone. And when Mahaprabhu went there, then Mahaprabhu took Sannyas. And what did Nityananda Prabhu do? There were some covered boys. Kupal. Rakhal. He said, all your boys listen. One very beautiful sannyasi is coming. Very effulgent. So when he comes here, all of you start shouting Haribol loudly. He starts shouting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then he'll become very happy. And you'll get so many things from him. Whatever you want, he'll give you. If he'll ask all of you, where is, tell me the way to Vrindavan, then don't show him this way, show him the other way. And when he goes the other way, then whatever you want, he'll give you. What you want, I'll give. Then they say, see, Mahaprabhu is Ajanulambita Puja. Beautiful eyes, Kamal Nayan. Very, he gives this Nityananda, not Jadananda, not Brahmananda, Mokshananda, he gives Nityananda, Chidananda. So Nityananda spoke these words to the boys, and the boys initiated by him then. And the boys forgot everything. And as Mahaprabhu was coming, he is such a beautiful sannyasi. His reddish eyes, how beautiful he was, golden complexion. And so they all start shouting, Haribol, Haribol, and dancing. Then Mahaprabhu said, oh, these boys, just see how they're singing and dancing, chanting Shri Hari's names. Then Mahaprabhu asked them, you know the way to Vrindavan? They said, yes, we know. He said, go this way. And Mahaprabhu became so happy. And he embraced these boys, blessed them, and he went in that direction. And then, when he was going to Jagannath Puri, after taking sannyas, and Nityananda Prabhu, he said, now that you've taken sannyas, you see, why have you taken sannyas? So that everyone can serve you. You see, as a sannyasi, you should do bhiksha and also look after us. And Nityananda Prabhu told Mahaprabhu, you should do bhiksha. And then Mahaprabhu said, all right, now I've taken sannyas, I'll have to do bhiksha now. Then he started doing bhiksha. And anyone who saw Mahaprabhu, they became mad just seeing this youthful sannyasi. They saw his clothes, his saffron cloth. And all the mothers, sisters in Odisha, you see, they have coconuts everywhere. They gave coconuts, they gave rice, dal, whatever they could, they lay their hands on. How could Mahaprabhu carry all these things? You see, the kalavastra, the uttari of the sannyasi is only so much. So much could he carry, but as much as he could, he took. And everyone was mad seeing him. And Mahaprabhu was turning Nityananda Prabhu, he broke his danda in three pieces. And he put inside the Bhargavi River. Before there was only one stream in the Bhargavi. And then there are now three streams now. Also, there's Bhrigu Rishi's ashram there. It was very nice forest there. And also there's very nice ashram there in Dandabanga. And the river is called Dandabanga now. So he asked Nityananda, where's my danda now? And then also, what do I know? You're dancing so nicely that when you fell on the ground, then it broke into three pieces. He said, what can I do? And what did he do? That put these pieces of danda inside the river. So you see, the river takes away anything that you place inside. Then Chaitanya Charitamrita said, this Dandabhanga Leela is very grave. And one who understands this Leela, the gravity of this Leela, his mind will be equipoised. Because the danda of the sannyasi is Bhagavat Swarup. This Jeev Danda, this Bhagavat Bhagavan Swarup, is Bhagavan, he transfers the Swarup inside the danda. The Jiva is independent. So to control the Jiva, the scheme, by body, mind, words, who does this? Danda does it. One himself cannot do what the danda can do. Also, one may even leave sannyas away. Therefore, when this danda is there, then he'll be restricted. Then he'll be disciplined. So then Mahaprabhu became very sad. Therefore, my danda has been broken. So now all of you go. You go front, and I'll follow you from behind. Now I have no relationship with any of you. Now my relationship with all of you is broken. Then even a little more ahead. In this way there was a tax collector there. Then seeing Mahaprabhu, they didn't say anything. Without this tax, they cannot enter inside. And then the other people came from, the other associates came from behind, and they stopped them. Then they said, the sannyasi is gone, we are his. Then the sannyasi said, he doesn't have anyone, because Mahaprabhu is upset, his danda had been broken. We won't let you leave, he'll enter inside. Then when they started doing kirtan, then the tax collector, his heart melted. Then he said, alright, go, go, I don't need any your money. Just by a darshan, I become pure now. Now I have this parashanti, now you can go enter inside. Then Mahaprabhu entered inside. Then he had darshan of Jagannath. He fell unconscious. Then Sarva Murchara took him to his house. And Nityananda Prabhu came, then like an elephant. No Panda could stop him. Then he went and he embraced this deity of Baladev, Balbhadra. And he took the garland of Balbhadra and put it on his own self. Then the thousands of Pandas, they couldn't stop Nityananda. And now they're very scared. Just see how strong he is. And he stood right on the singhasan of Baldev. And then he pushed all the Pandas away. And he took the garland of Baldev. This priest, Sarvam Pandit, he was also there. Rajguru, Kashi Mishra. And they say, just by seeing this kirtan, even the Pandas lost all their strength. At that time, Sarvam Bhattacharya, he asked him, you see, are you with the sannyasi who came before? He said, yes. I said, where is he? He's in my house. Then he took everyone to his house. There Mahaprabhu was unconscious. Then he started doing kirtan. Then Mahaprabhu started roaring. And then he again started doing kirtan with everyone. So then Sarvam Bhattacharya, he said, don't go alone. I'll come with all of you. Or else, my son, this Chandaneshwar, he'll come. Don't go alone. Because Gopinath Acharya, he told Sarvam Bhattacharya that he's Bhagwan himself. But he didn't agree. He said Bhagwan is called Triyogi. There's no avatar in Kali Yuga. He didn't agree. Then by Mahaprabhu's Kripa, Nityananda's Kripa. As long as Nityananda Prabhu, Sarvam Bhattacharya didn't have this intelligence. But when Nityananda Prabhu came, then he had this good intelligence. Then he realized by this kirtan of Nityananda that Mahaprabhu is Bhagavan himself. Now he was free from all Maya. Then he wrote this Ashtak. He wrote about Mahaprabhu, Sarvam Shatak. Then he also had Darshan of Mahaprabhu's extended form. He saw Mahaprabhu. Now there are many. Now we'll listen tomorrow. Oh.